USA Radio News.
The House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol issued 5 subpoenas for members of Congress on Thursday. It includes House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. This marks the first time the committee has tried to compel testimony from fellow lawmakers. In addition, the committee is issuing subpoenas to Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Mo Brooks. Those representatives are all considered allies of former President Donald Trump. Also from D.C., the Senate is expected to vote next week on a bill to help restaurants, bars, and other small businesses stay in business. The $48 billion aid package targets enterprises which saw big revenue losses during the pandemic and government-imposed shutdowns. The main goal of the bill is to provide a lifeline to the applicants who did not receive grant money through the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A Florida congresswoman is sharing photos which shows images of pallets of infant formula at a migrant processing facility near the U.S.-Mexico border. Representative Kat Kamek tweeted, quote, "This is what America last looks like," unquote. Meanwhile, two of Kamek's colleagues sent a letter to the FDA demanding it address the baby formula shortage on store shelves across the country. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago. As a new mother, I understand personally the severity of this challenge. My son Sam is 9 months old. He is formula fed. And even in my trips to the grocery store in upstate New York, the shelves have been fairly empty.
And the owner of Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike said the horse will not run in the Preakness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A wildfire is wreaking havoc out west, and firefighters are working to contain it.
A wildfire that erupted Wednesday afternoon in coastal Southern California torched rows of multi-million-dollar mansions. Ryan Fennessy, chief of the Orange County Fire Authority, spoke to reporters late Wednesday evening.
The focus is to get into these homes, to really take a look at those attics, to get down in the vegetation, to really make sure that we're not leaving any hot embers in place so that the wind when the wind does pick up again, that we've missed anything and we have, you know, a rekindle.
Fennessy said at least 20 homes were destroyed as the wildfire spread to some 200 acres, driven by wind gusts and fueled by dry brush.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The biggest white diamond ever mined just sold for nearly $22 million. The rock, as it's known, sold at Christie's annual Magnificent Jewels auction in Switzerland on Wednesday. Christie's refused to name the buyer. While the $21.9 million sale price is impressive, it's a lot less than the auction house expected it to bring. A Michigan pickle pioneer has died. Robert Velasic, who helped push his family's local business into a national pickle mainstay, died Sunday at the age of 96 from natural causes. A visitation and funeral will take place at the end of the month. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.